All right, welcome back. We are again taking a look at the fact that there's more to sex. So we're taking a look at this whole business of increased ejaculation. We're wanting to see if we can get a handle on what it is about the frequent ejaculations that may reduce the risk of prostate cancer. So one of their theories is that frequent ejaculation may allow the prostate gland to clear out carcinogens, the substances that cause cancer, and materials that may orchestrate the development of the carcinogens in the first place. Another theory suggests that regular drainage of prostate fluid stops crystalloid microcalcifications, which are associated with prostate cancer, from developing in the prostate duct. Men who have more than 12 ejaculations per month may also benefit, although the researchers note that at this point, the research wouldn't warrant recommending men to change their sexual behavior. So right now, their studies are suggesting 12 to 21 ejaculations per month may really do some good, but they're saying definitely 21 ejaculations per month gets the job done. How about this one? I know a lot of you really like the idea of being up late and wearing yourselves out and then bragging about how tired you are. I tell you what, I do not get enough sleep. I don't. I'm still working on that, though. I am working on that. I am determined to get everything situated so well that the vast majority of the time I get to bed on time. I'm still working on that, and I'm definitely getting closer to a point where all the work that needs to be done is done on time, in time for me to be in bed on time the vast majority of the time, most nights. I'm feeling pretty good about that too, because I don't like being tired and worn out. Here's the thing though. Any of you ever get to bed on time, find yourselves getting to bed on time, but not getting to sleep on time? You get to bed, but you have trouble falling asleep. Now, there could be any number of reasons for that. Help me name them. Now, help me name some of them anyway, just a few. Yeah, there you go. Going to bed with the electronic devices. Not a good idea. So we need to make sure that we leave the devices alone. Don't take them to bed with us. What else can get in the way of us falling asleep once we're in the bed? Maybe worrying about things. So we need to learn to calm our nerves, calm our souls, calm our minds when it's time to go to sleep. How about having eaten too much, or, as I've shared before, having eaten too little? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is a fact that having put too few calories into the body can make it difficult to get to sleep. You know what else can sometimes make it difficult to get to sleep? Too little sex. I'm talking to you men and women now. Listen to me. Sex can improve sleep. Sexual activity may be just the thing to help you get to sleep at night. Some of the chemicals that are released during sex may help you to fall asleep more easily. Insufficient sleep is a public health problem, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Around 50 to 70 million adults in the U.S. have a sleep disorder. Can you imagine that? A sleep disorder, 70 million. Sex could be the answer to help you achieve the recommended 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night. Now check this out. During sex and during orgasm, a cocktail of chemicals are released in the brain. That cocktail of chemicals includes oxytocin, dopamine, and a rush of endorphins. Oxytocin, also known as the love hormone, or some people like to call it the cuddle hormone, facilitates closeness and bonding, and it surges during sex and orgasm in both men and women. After orgasm, it's thought that the effect of oxytocin combined with the release of the hormone prolactin, which is linked to the feeling of satiety and relaxation, the feeling of having had enough, I'm fulfilled now. Whatever it is that I've been engaging in, eating, my dinner, having sexual intercourse, I've reached the point of satisfaction. So the hormone prolactin is linked to the feeling of satiety and relaxation. And it's thought that when oxytocin, the love hormone, the cuddle hormone, combines with the release of prolactin, it makes you feel sleepy. In women, a rise in estrogen levels during sex has been shown to enhance their REM cycle, the rapid eye movement cycle, the REM cycle, according to a study published in the Journal of Women's Health. In men, the prefrontal cortex, the area of the brain that's associated with alertness, consciousness, and mental activity, switches off after orgasm. You see what's happening there? Again, alertness, consciousness, mental activity. The prefrontal cortex that involves all of that switches off after orgasm. According to a study published in Neuroscience and Biobehavioral Reviews, this process is connected with the release of oxytocin and serotonin, both of which have sleep-inducing effects. How many of you have noticed that after sexual intercourse, you get sleepy? Or you may not even get sleepy in the sense that you notice that you're getting sleepy. But next thing you know, you're waking up. And you notice that happens again and again and again. No need to feel guilty. It is the way we're made. There are activities taking place within the body that we have no control over. It is the way we're made that helps us fall asleep after we've had sexual intercourse, and especially after having reached orgasm. Men and women. Okay. Natural sleeping pills, huh? Ah, yes. Let's see what else can take place due to having a good sex life. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there's more to sex